With the beginning of the parasha. The beginning of the parasha begins, parashas Toldos. It's a very powerful parasha, obviously. Toldos, the brachos of Yaakov and Esav. Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. These are the generations. What's a good word for Toldos? I don't even know a good word, a good translation. The descendants, the children, the Toldos. Always good looking Rashi, and Rashi wants to translate the words. Toldos Rashi says Yaakov the Esav Hamurim the Parsha. The Toldos of Yitzchak ben Avraham are Yaakov and Esav. Okay, that's quite a mouthful. Esav is also part of Yitzchak. It's not something that we just brush under the rug. It's part of the Toldos of Yitzchak. Yaakov Esav, even though Esav was the Bechor, Rashi is very precise in his words. He puts Yaakov first, obviously because Esav sold the firstborn right to Yaakov. So Rashi says, don't be influenced by the media, the fake news. Even though they'll tell you that Esav was born first, it's not true. Yaakov is first. Yaakov the Esav. Just the fact that Rashi puts Yaakov before Esav, that itself is quite a statement. Rashi over here is not even discussing the firstborn, right? You're just talking about your children. Oh, you want to talk about who's the Bechor, who's this, who's that, who gets this. All right, that's another story. That's not, we're not up to that yet. Yet Rashi,
but it's written Choser, and that's probably why, even though in my Chumash, the Rashi adds it in the Vav, it's probably
right. Printers of
That's probably the factor that causes him to comment.
Interesting, very interesting. Why it's Chaser?
Even though the Toldos are imperfect,
even though they're imperfect because of Esav,
you can't ignore them. You can't dismiss them.
Well, Rabbi Alfred has a whole.
One second. I'm going to say.
Yes, go ahead.
And besides which, the conflict between Yaakov and Esav lasts till the end of everything.
Am I asking what you want to say, Rabbi Yaffi?
No, I mentioned this before. The reason that Toldos is spelled Chaser Mole in sometimes after the Tuf and sometimes after the Dalet. It depends by who. By Yishmael, it's one way, and by Yitzhak, it's by Yaakov, it's another way, and by Noach, it's one way. There's only one time when it's spelled Mole. This is my addition, is Ela Toldos Hashemayim Be'oritz Be'hibarom, because when God created the world, he did it perfectly.
Wow.
With the disconnect with Yosef was early in life, because he put all his kindness into Yosef, the other children suffered. It was only at the end of the time that they were all together in unison, the last 17 years of his life. With Yitzchak, he tried to put his kindness into, you know, when he brought up at the beginning, was the disconnect was later. So it's Chaser after the Dalet.
Okay, so
he makes a beautiful speech about it, and it's the opening for the Sedra. And that's why there are so many different things that it has on the. I read from this Sefer that's 200 years old, Asifas Kohe, that Esav and Yaakov were a direct result of Tfilas Tzadik ben Tzadik. That's where Yaakov comes from, but Tfilas Tzadik ben Rasha, in other words, from Rivka's side, she got pregnant from her tefillas, but that's where Esav comes from.
Wow, that's very deep.
It's interesting thought process.
That's a Kabbalistic interpretation. Okay, very interesting.
The 1800s.
Okay, so let's go further. We have over here in the parasha told us he's like Yaakov, the Esav in the parasha. Now let's go further. Avraham over here, the first pasuk says Avraham. The reason why I mentioned this Rashi for a reason. We'll come back to that in a few moments. But let's continue the pasuk. The pasuk says Avraham. It was Avraham who gave birth. What is what choylid? Choylid is usually a word which refers to physical labor, physical childbirth. A male does not produce children. It's not the way it goes. A male does not carry in his womb a child. So yet the pasuk says it was Avraham who gave birth to Yitzchak. Now, if you'll tell me, well, you know, that's not such a good question. Let's go back to the end of Parshas Chaye Sara. The truth is, this parsha starts in the middle of nowhere. If everyone in this room was arranging the parshios, it's not likely you would begin Parshas Toldos with this pasuk, because this pasuk is really in the middle of a section describing the generations of the Avos. And if we go back to the end of Chaye Sara, Shvi'i of Chaye Sara, we there begin the Eile Toldos Yishmael ben Avraham. Avraham had two children. He had Yitzchak and he had Yishmael. By the way, who was older? Yishmael was older. So that's why Yishmael comes first, right? Yishmael comes first, then comes. Thank you very much. Even though Yishmael is not the Yoresh, but Yishmael, he was older, so he comes first. And that's what it says in Chayisah, the Eile Toldos Yishmael ben Avraham. And then who gave birth? Who was the partner of Avraham? Asher Yolida. It doesn't say Avraham Hoylid Es Yishmael. It says it the way it should say it. Asher Yolida. Hagar HaMitzris Shifchas Sora LaAvraham. The one who gave birth was Hagar. Right? It makes a lot of sense. Eile Toldos, these are the generation of Yishmael ben Avraham. Who is Yishmael? We already see he's the son of Avraham. Who is his mother? Asher Yolida Hagar. Hagar was the mother who gave birth to Hamitzris. That's where she came from. Shifchas Sarah, the maidservant of Sarah, Avraham. Very nice. So let's follow that pattern. Let's follow that same pattern in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, which is part of the process. Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Asher, let's just say simple. Sarah hoylid es Yitzchak. What happened to Sarah? Why is she dismissed? If in the this is part of a process of describing the Toldos. In the previous parasha, it says Yishmael ben Avraham, he's the father, and the mother is Asher Yolda Hagar HaMitzvah Shifchas Reli Avraham. Be consistent. The Eile Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Asher Yolida Sarah LaAvraham, Asher Yolida Sarah. Why? It's almost as if the Pasuk has deliberately shoved Sarah out of the picture. When you contrast Pasuk Yutes, the first Pasuk in Parshas Toldos, to the Pasuk, the Shviya Parash Chayisara, it's as if the Pasuk is deliberately writing this pasuk in a way in order to push her out of the picture. Sarah, you don't exist. Arois, out. Because what's the repetition? If you don't want to mention Sarah, just say Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Finished. And now we'll go into the next pasuk. Vayehi Yitzchak ben Avraham. I know Rashi really asked the question. So why is there repetition? Why does it say Avraham Hoylides Yitzchak? It's a beautiful Chazal, because his name was not, he was not called Yitzchak, he was not until Hashem first changed his name from Avram to Avraham. Really? And what about Yishmael? It says, the Eile Toldos Yishmael ben Avraham, Asher Yoldo Hagar Hamit Shifchas Sarah LeAvraham. Ah, it should say there LeAvram, not Avraham. What's going on? Okay. So, okay, it's a drasha. There's no question. They're Mamari Chazal, but the question really—I really believe this question really is an important question. What is going on? And I want to tell you, and I want to answer this question by making an observation, which always bothered me. When do we lay the story of Hagar on Rosh Hashanah? So Rosh Hashanah, you know, sometimes it's a long day. You pay attention to the Kriyas HaTorah. And at the end of the Kriyas HaTorah of the first day, it tells us, after Sarah drove out Kol Asher Tomar Sarah Shema B'Koyla, she succeeded there was a dilemma. What shall we do? What shall we do with Yishmael? He's making trouble. And Avraham said, keep him. He's a good little boy. Don't start up with him. And Sarah said he must be expelled. Hashem comes to Avram, kol shetem asur shema b'koyla, ki b'yitzak yikul chazora, out he goes. And he goes out, he almost dies. It is a miracle. Malach comes to Hagar, v'chulu v'chulu. And the very end of the story is, v'tikach loy a Hagar. Let me go back to the passage. Hagar.
V'tikach loy ima isha me'eretz Mitzrayim.
The very end of the story is Hagar, she marries off Ishmael. Who cares? Why is that relevant? What would have happened if the Torah didn't tell us that? The Torah tells you every little detail. How many similar situations can you find just like this of people having children? Does it tell us who Cain and Hevel married? Does it tell us who Enosh married? Does it tell us how? Where do you have all this? It's not that. Vatikach lo imoy isha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Wow, why is that relevant in the Holy Torah, where every single letter is calculated? We have to know that it was Hagar who found a shidduch for her boy Ishmael. Hagar went to the singles event. She checked out all the girls. She said, "This is the one I want you to marry. You don't have a choice." She took out a whip and she married him off. Why? Why is that necessary? The answer is, the answer to that question is this pasuk here. Because Sarah, the mother, this all drush, this is not necessarily MS. We have over here Dennis Wilbur, our in-house psychologist. He will try to tell me if what I'm saying is total nonsense, as I have to explain what I want to say. I want to develop a whole idea here, which goes through the entire parasha from beginning to end. This is an idea which, if I was studying psychology, I would present this as a paper, this idea. But here the pasuk deliberately tells us in the first pasuk that it wasn't Sarah who gave birth to Yitzchak. It was Avraham. Why are you insulting Sarah? Why are you pushing her out? The next pasuk tells us the answer. You know why we're pushing her out? Because Vayehi Yitzchak ben Arboim Shana bekachtoy es Rivka. He married himself off. Yitzchak did not have a mother to marry him off. Sarah died before he even entertained the thoughts of going of Shidduchim. He was the Akedah, he was 37 years old. That was the age he was at the time of the Akedah. The moment after the Akedah, Sarah Inenu died, and it was at that moment when Rivka was born, and Rashi says that Yitzhak now waited 3 years, and then he married her. So when he married her three years later, Sarah Inenu already had passed away, was already not here in this world for 3 years. Yitzhak was 40 years old. Bekachtoi, he married himself off. Contrast this pasuk of Yitzchak getting married with the pasuk of Hagar, Vatikach loy Hagar Isha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Avraham had two sons, Yishmael and Yitzchak. Yishmael was married off by his mother. Yitzchak was not. Yitzchak got married by himself. His mother had no input whatsoever over the girl who he would marry. No input whatsoever. That created in his life a new dynamic which affects the sequence of events of the entire parasha from beginning to end. Now let's talk psychology. Many people in life, they deal with difficult situations, difficult circumstances. How do you deal with it? Well, there are two different types of situations. Sometimes you don't have a choice. You enter into the world in a certain, with a certain problem. I have absolutely nothing to do with this problem. This problem was given to me by God. That's the way Hashem made me. A person, Rachmana Litzlan, has a disability. A person has a certain issue in life. And you can say, you can swear under oath, I have nothing to do with this. This was thrust upon me. This is my lot in life. So it's very easy. Problems are problems. But I didn't ask for this. It was given to me. No. This is what Hashem gave me. And this is my purpose in this world. This is what I have to deal with. I'll do the best I can. V'zehu. But then what happens in life is sometimes you create your own problems, or you think you create your own problems. You have a dilemma in life. You don't know what to do. Should I do this? Should I take this job? You have a choice. I can either be a plumber, or I can be a lawyer. And I decide to be a lawyer. And it's not a good life. And I always say to myself, you know, I had the opportunity to be a plumber. Maybe if I would have been a plumber, my whole life would have been different. All the issues I have now today would not be here because I would have been a plumber. Everything would have been different. And no one knows. You can't really say that. That's not a nice thing to say. We have to have emunah that everything that you do in this world is the hashkacha. So obviously, a person who's a bala emunah is able to shake it off and just say, forget it. You don't look back. Don't live in the past. It's easier said than done. When you make decisions in life, and then later in life, you have issues, you challenge yourself. You know why I have this problem? I made a bad decision. You need emunah. No, I made a good decision. Chas v'shalom to say I made a bad decision. You have to have emunah. I did everything according to what was proper, it was meant to be. Absolutely. But even the biggest baal maimon struggles. There's a struggle. That's the way the world goes. If I didn't make this decision, I woke up, I came into this world and I'm dealing with something. I'm not miserable because I made a bad, I didn't make any decisions. This is what it is. If I don't like it, I don't like it. But I'm not going to blame myself. I'm not going to add insult to injury by saying it's my fault. I have nothing to do with this. It's a problem. It's a problem. I'll deal with it if I will. Can I deal? I can. If I can, I can. But you're not gonna torture yourself that you did it to yourself. Yishmael, who married him off? He didn't have a choice. That's what the pasuk says. Vayikach lo imo isha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Yishmael, this is the girl who you're gonna marry, whether you like it.
Refused.
Okay, maybe he could refuse, but even if he could refuse, this is where it gets delicate. His mother, we all know in this today's society, it's a fact. It is a fact. Go talk to any shatran. The mothers of girls, mothers of boys, or boys especially, boys, not girls, not 100%, but the mother of boys totally dominate. Go talk to any shatran. The shatranim only deal with the mothers. They don't deal with the fathers. The mother, especially when it comes to a son, to select a girl. So a mother is a woman. So she knows who she wants to select for her son. It's a fact. It's a reality in this world, especially among the community, the ones who get married when they're very young. The mothers play a massive, massive major role. And it was no different. That's the point. Why does the pasuk say this? The pasuk, I'm trying to draw the contrast between the marriage of Yishmael and the marriage of Yitzchak. Yishmael, they're both the children of Avraham. Vatikach loy imoy isha me'eretz Mitzrayim. That pasuk has been written to set us up, to appreciate what it says over here. Here it says that there was no Sarah to tell Yitzchak who to marry. It's true, we have a whole story of Me Hashem Yotza Hadavar, and they deliver the goods. A truck pulls up 4:30 in the morning, and out of the truck comes a little girl, and he says, "This is who you're going to marry, Vizehu." Okay? So Yitzchak has to make a decision. Do I want to marry her or not? Do I want to marry her or not? And Yitzchak says yes. It was Yitzchak's decision. After everything was said and done, after the whole Ganze Maase Parash Chayisara, Yitzchak still had to make a decision. And it was his decision. That fact changes my suggestion, the entire sequence of events and effects of this entire parasha, from beginning to end, all the way to the very end. Now, what do I mean? Basic question. What's the difference between Avraham Sarah and Yitzchak and Rivka in regard to their children? Both of them had a major dilemma dealing with a problem child. Avraham and Sarah had a Yishmael, and Yitzchak and Rivka had an Esav. Avraham and Sarah had a conversation. They sat down at the dining room table. What do we do with this child? He's trouble. Sarah said, "Let him stay here. What's the problem?" Avraham said, "Let him stay. Let him sit by the Shabbos table. No, he's trouble. No, so we'll watch him. We'll hire someone to learn with him. We'll watch him. He won't be a bad influence. We'll make sure that he doesn't have a bad influence on Yitzchak." Okay, it's a very common thing. Rachman with some people, you let the child, are you afraid that a child who's going through a difficult time in his life will have a bad influence on the other children? You go read this magazine, that's all they write about the whole day, these magazines. This is nothing new. So Avraham said, "Let him stay. Let him come to the Shabbos table. Let him do this. Everything fine and good. We'll watch over Yitzchak. You should not be tainted and learn, be influenced by Yishmael." And Sarah said, "No, he has to leave." They had a conversation. And when the conversation got very tense, Hashem comes to Avraham. Hashem says to Avraham, "Call Asher Toimar Sarah Shema Bekol." She's right. Listen to her. Conversation. They sought guidance from God, and God gave them guidance. They were a team. Comes this parish, it was the same thing. You got a problem child. You got an Esav. And what Yitzchak didn't know, Esav was a tzaddikol. Come on, he knew what's going on over here. So what? He said, "Don't worry, he'll shape up. He has potential, right? All these nice words we use, potential. But there's no conversation. There is absolutely no conversation. There's no communication between Rivka and Yitzchak. Everything is done through deception and high-handed ways. Yitzchak says, "This is how it's going to be. Executive order. I'm giving the blessings to Esav." And what does Rivka do? You think you're going to do what you want? I'll make sure it gets done the way I want. We'll get done through my cunning technique to make sure I get what I want, and she won. Where's the conversation? Why didn't they learn from their parents, from Avraham? Where's the conversation? It's one example. Another example. They come to Gror. There's a famine. Whew, what are we going to do now? Nothing to eat. Parnassa. Let's go to Egypt. Hashem says to Yitzchak, no, you don't go to Egypt. You stay right here. What happens? All of a sudden, the people in the same way, history repeats itself. Avimelech, he's living with his wife, and he sees, who is this woman? Who is this woman? Oh, she's my sister. Oh, really? Okay. Your sister, very nice. And then what happens? They find out that he's a lawyer. It's not his sister. And there's a whole story in this week's parasha. This story already happened by Avraham twice. Twice in Parshas Lech Lecha, once with Paro, and in Parshas Vayera with the same Avimelech. Maybe it was a different Avimelech by this time. So this is already the third time in the Torah we're dealing with this story of the Avos and their wives. There's a very big difference though between Avraham and Yitzchak. When Avraham had this situation, he spoke to his wife. Go Parashas Lech Lecha and go to Parashas Vayera. Avraham said, Sarah, we have a problem. What are we going to do? Please, when they ask you, you tell them, I'm your brother. Imri no, please. Imri no, achoy siat. I beg you, when they question you, you tell them, we're brother, sister. In Parashas Vayera, when they have the same exact issue with Avimelech, Avraham is not so nice. He says, he doesn't say the word no, Rashi their comments, but he communicates with his wife. He says to her, I forgot the exact words, but he actually says to her, you don't have a choice this time. I'm not asking you, no niceties, no.
It just says in reference that she said she was his sister.
No, he actually says, the pasuk, I looked it up, the pasuk actually says, he says to her, I have the pasuk over here, you actually even wrote it down, that he says to her, Vayoymer achoisi at, you are my sister. He says, he communicates with Sarah. He communicates, he says to her, you are my sister. Rashi says, oh, how come he doesn't say the word no, please? He said the word no back in Parashas Lech Lecha. This time you have bad experience. So he's not going to say the word no, but he communicated with her. In this week's Parsha, there's no communication. This week's Parsha, I have the psukim right over here. In Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayomer Avraham El Sora Ishtoi Achoisi. Here we go. Parshas Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha. Paro. Imri no Achoisiat. Please say you're my sister. I read you the wrong part by that. I read that from this Parsha. One more time. The story happens three times. It happens twice regarding Avraham. One when he went to Paro, and once when he went to Avimelech. And here in our parasha, we have it with Yitzchak. Now let's go back to Avraham and Sarah. The first time, in Parashas Lech Lecha, Imri No, he says to Sarah, please say Achoy Siat, Leman, Yitav Li Vavurech, V'choyse Navshi Biglolech. Okay, story number two, Parashas Vayera, Vayoymer Avraham el Sarah. Mr. Elman, you hear the pasuk? Clear. Vayomer Avraham el Sarah ishtoi. Achoisi hi. Avraham said to Sarah. But Vayomer Avraham el Sarah. What does that mean? Avraham, he spoke to Sarah. That's what it's. Vayomer Avraham el Sarah. Avraham, look at Rashi. Rashi there says he didn't give her a choice. But there was a communication. There was a conversation. Vayomer Avraham el Sarah achoy siat. Okay, communication. This week's parasha, Yitzhak has a problem. He doesn't even tell his wife. Nothing. Zero. Yitzhak is living in Gror, and the people, they say to Yitzhak, who is this woman? Vayomer, not to Sarah. This week's parasha, Vayomer, they ask him, who is this woman? Achoisihi, she is my sister. Oh, let's ask her. Doesn't talk about it. There is no communication between Avraham, between Yitzchak and Rivka. But he's strike two. Strike two here. First, there's no communication when it comes to the brachos. That was really later. And there's no communication between Avraham and Yitzchak.
The only one, but it says that he loved her.
Okay, just because you love her, he loved him, but just because he loved him, but there's still no communication. I'm not denying the fact that it says Vayove Yitzchak Zrivka Oil Sor Vayehoveha. The bottom line is the Psukim, it does not in this week's parasha when he's in Gror and he's in this situation, Vayomer, he says about Rivka, we don't find any pasuk where Yitzchak has a conversation with Rivka how to deal with the situation they have in front of them. We don't find the conversation. All we find is he declares as a matter of a fact, this woman is my sister. She's an object. She's my sister. There's no conversation. When Avraham, in exactly the same situation twice, in his life, the psukim tell us the dialogue. They tell us clearly, Imri no achoy siat. Second time, Vayoymer Avraham el Sarah. Ishtoi, el Sarah Ishtoi, achoy sihi. Rashi says, why didn't Avraham ask her with the word na? Because he had bad experience. And here there's no conversation. It's a statement. This woman is my, where's the communication? Next, when it comes to at the very end of the parasha, the third example, when it comes to katzti b'chayim b'bnei b'nos ches, im lo'keach, if he will take, im lo'keach, if Yaakov, now Rivka does not say to Yitzchak who he should marry. Rivka does not say, here there's a conversation at least, right? All she says is Kasti b'chayai. He cannot marry a girl from this community. But he doesn't give Yitzchak orders where he should go. But yet she herself told Yaakov that Esav v'chicha misnachim l'chol lehargecha, go to Lavan. She told him go to Lavan. But yet when she has that conversation with her husband, no, I'm not going to tell my husband where he should go. I'm not going to tell him where he should go. I'm just going to tell him we got a problem. I'm bringing a report. What to do? I'm not going to tell you, even though she already knows what to do. She already had a plan what to do. But she lets her husband, him, to decide the plan. There's a disconnect. Why is there a disconnect? So I want to say something very controversial. I want to say the reason why there's not a
disconnect. She gave cover to her husband to do it.
Okay, fine. The cover you give to the husband is the way your husband says, Kimayim panim el panim. The way you reply is the way the relationship goes. I want to say something which is a bit controversial, but it's not disrespectful. And anyway, Mr. Elman, it says, as you said, Vayehoveha. Their marriage is the model of marriage in the Torah. But it's different. You know why it's different? Because Yitzchak did not come into this marriage, wake up one day, oh, I'm married. The marriage did not come to him by itself. He had to make a decision who he wanted to marry. Hagar, Yishmael, Asher Yolda Hagar. You know what it means to give birth to a person? You know what the shleimus of birth is? Yolda? You give birth to them and you marry them off. You give birth to them and you marry them off. You can't say the word Yolda, that you gave birth to a person, until you get him out of the house. You marry him off. Hagar gave birth to Yishmael and Hagar married him off. She got rid of him. She got rid of him. My mother always used to say to me, what's the difference between a wedding and a bar mitzvah? At a bar mitzvah, you have to take the brat home with you. A wedding, you get rid of him. Good riddance. Bar mitzvah, you got to take him home. When the bar mitzvah's over, you got to take him back home. Yeah.
A very good explanation that I saw of why Rivka told Yaakov, leave and go up to my brother because your life is at stake. Then the very next psukim, she came to Yitzchak and she said, I want Yaakov to leave because he might end up marrying a local girl. And the explanation is that Yitzchak, if she said to Yitzchak, her husband, Esav wants to kill him, he would say, how do you know? She said, I have Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, and that's the Nevuah that I have. And she was so careful not to make her husband feel bad because he was also an Avi, but he didn't get that Nevuah from Hashem.
Okay, it's very nice.
A loving, caring wife. She deliberately changed.
Okay, I'm not denying that. I'm just saying is the relationship is completely different because Yitzchak, when Yitzchak got married, it was my decision. My decision, I'm in charge here. The attitude when a person is the man, like when you make decisions on your own, when you make your own decisions, you know, this is my decision. I decided, like a control freak. I decided that I'm going to marry you. It was my decision. Therefore, I will decide what the next thing will be. I will decide who gets the brachas. I will decide where my child goes to get married. I will decide. When you are in a mode and your whole life is built on you make decisions, you're not going to let the conversation when it comes to major matters in life, I make the decisions. I decided it was my decision to marry you. Therefore, when it comes to the children, it will be my decision who gets the brachas. It's going to be my decision when we come over here to Mitzrayim and there are it's a danger. I don't need your input into the conversation of what to do to solve this problem. You're my sister. She's my sister. I don't need your input. Avram, now look how did Avram and Sarah get married? Go back to Parshas Noach. How did he get married, Avram and Sarah? We don't know much about their marriage. But the end of Parshas Noach, Vayikach Avram v'nochar lohem noshim shein eish Avram Sarai v'shem eish nochar milka basam basam lo v'yimogva v'ati sarai ka'in loke. So it says over here, Vayikach Avram v'nochar lohem noshim. It says, it does taka say Vayikach. You're right, it does say it. So what I'm saying is not perfect, but look at Rashi. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yisko, there is no Rashi on this pasuk over here. Vayikach Avram v'nochor lohem noshim. Shem Eishes Avram Soroi, v'shem Eishes nochor milka, bas haron avi milka avi Yisko. And the reason why I'm telling you, I didn't do my research correctly. There is a medrash that tells us a little bit more about the marriage of Avram and Sarai. Avram was not meant to marry Sarai. Avram was really meant to marry, Milcah. Okay, I have to go back to the medrash. There was a mix-up over here. There was an unusual hashkacha, even though the pasuk does say clear as day, vayikach, he took. But okay, so let's leave it with a question, with a good question. Mm-hmm. But at least when it comes to Yishmael, okay, it's not a complete var, but at least when it comes to Yishmael, look at the contrast. Vatikach lo ish lo imoy isha me eretz Mitzray. That's why the Eile told us Yishmael ben Avraham asher yoldo hagar, because Hagar not only gave birth to him, married him off. That's why we say Asher Yoldo Hagar. By Yitzchak, you don't have that. You don't have Sarah marrying him off. What? But fine, it's right. She was Shifchat Sarah. Asher Yoldo Hagar Shifchat Sarah.
Was inferior to Yitzchak.
Okay, but it says still the word Asher. It doesn't say Asher Yoldo Avraham. It says Asher Yoldo Hagar, Shifchas Sarai le Avraham. She is why? Because she did two things. She gave birth to him and she married him off. This week's parasha, the pasuk is shoving Sarah out. The Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, and instead of it saying now Asher Yoldo Sarah le Avraham, no, Sarah, you're out of the picture here. Asher Yoldo Avraham. Excuse me, what happened to Sarah? You know what happened to Sarah? She died. She didn't marry him off. Vayikach Yitzchak, Vayitzchak ben Arboim Shana, Bekach Toyes Rivka. The second pasuk is answering why we're pushing him out. And because of that change, that in dynamics of how he grew up in life as being a person who had to make his own decisions, he had to make his own decisions in life of who he's going to marry. He did not enter into a world where things were just given to him. Oh, I have to make decisions. This it changes his perspective on life, and the dealings that he had with his wife are all it's my way or the highway. When we come to Gror, I don't need your input as what we're going to do with regard to the people of Gror. When it comes to the brachas, I don't need your input. Who gets the bracha? I'll decide who gets the bracha. When it comes to who should Yaakov marry, don't tell me what to do. Rivka understood that. Rivka didn't go tell Yaakov what Yitzchak what to do. there is a disconnect. It's not a disconnect in a healthy relationship. It's a different type of relationship. It's a different type of relationship which is rooted.
Excuse me, Rabbi. It wasn't really Yitzchak's own decision to marry Rivka. It was.
May Hashem yotzeh hadavar.
Eliezer and that the whole Maisa with
Even though that's absolutely true, but the bottom line is he had to make that decision. It's not Vatikach le'isha me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's not, again, it was spoon fed to him. Mm-hmm. Eliezer went, he found a girl, he told him a whole nice story. This is the girl. What happens in Parashas Chayisara remains in Parashas Chayisara. In Parashas Chayisara, it says, "May Hashem yotzah davar, loved and besuel Eliezer." It's over. Now it's time for Yitzchak to make a decision. It's a whole new ball game. They present this. Do you want to marry her? If his mother was alive, his mother would say to him, "You don't have a choice. This is who you're marrying, whether you like it or not." Now the mother is not alive. They present him, "Oh, we have a girl for you. We want to marry her? Yes or no?" If he says no, there's no consequence. There's no one's going to beat him up. His mother's not there to force him to marry her, to tell her. He would respect his mother's opinion. This is the right woman to marry. Yishmael, listen to his mother. Now it comes time. It's his decision. This changes the dynamics. When the contrast between the end of Chayasara of Asher Yolda Hagar to the beginning of this week's parasha, Asher Yolda Avraham, we push her out. Why? Because you know why? The next pasuk, Vayehi Yitzchak ben Arba'im Shana b'kachtoyes Rivka. He is in a different frame of mind. He's a man who makes his own decisions. I make my own decisions. Don't tell me what to do. I have a wife. He can be madly in love with his wife, and they can have a wonderful relationship. But I make the decisions in this marriage. That's the mindset that he's in. That's why when Avraham and Sarah had a problem with Yishmael, there was a conversation. It was a different environment. When it comes to Yitzchak and Rivka, it's a different mindset. And that's why we have this whole, this beginning of the parasha is setting us up, is preparing us. It's foreshadowing for us to understand why there is such a disconnect in three major sections of this parasha. There's no conversation when it comes to Gror. There's no conversation when it comes to who gets the brachas. And there's no conversation when it comes to Shaduchim for their child. It's my way or the highway. Why? Because Rachmana Litzlan, Sarah died. Sarah died, and that affected his whole upbringing. That affected his mindset that he has to now make his own decisions. And when you make your own decisions in life, it's very difficult. That's a very rough thing to do when no one's there to help you along and to give you guidance. And it changes your whole approach to life. Okay, I see now everyone over here so happy with his Vart, so let's go to something different. I told you it would be a bit controversial. Let's go to something different, something very, very different. Okay. We have in this week's parasha, Vayisroi Tzitzu Habonim Bikir B'Vatayim Kim Lama Zanochi V'Atelach Lidrosh Tashem. I want to tell you now a whole mahalach in this story. Rivka is very disturbed. She has, something is going on in her womb. There's something going on. She doesn't know what to do. She goes to Lidrosh Es Hashem. To Shane. And Shane gives her this very, very long answer. And when we learn Chumash in the afternoon, we discuss this. Let me read the pasuk. The pasuk, Vayomer Hashem lo. Hashem says to her, I'll explain to you what's going on. Shnei goyim bevitneich. There are two goyim bevitneich. Ushnei le'umim. There are two nations. Mimeayich, from your womb, yiporedu, will separate. Ule'oim, one nation. Mile'oim ye'emotz, will be more mighty than the other nation. The Rav, and the older one, we'll learn now for the moment, the older one, Ya'avod, will serve Tzoir, the younger one. Now, if you take this pasuk at face value, it sounds like she has in her belly eight children. Isn't that what it says? Hashem says to her, you have in your belly eight babies in the fetus. You have, number one, Shnei Goyim, two nations, Bivinech, and you also have Ushnei le'umim, two nations of Malchus. Mimei ayich yiparedu. That's 34. And then you have also Ula'om, another nation, Mila'om Yemot, that will be more mighty than the other nation. And you have also Arav, a mighty nation that will serve a younger nation, Tzo'ir. Isn't that what it says? I mean, what do you need all this verbosity for? Let him just say one of these four expressions. What is Shem telling her? Four different expressions. Let Shem be Makatze. Let him say, V'yom HaShem lo, Shnei goyim bevitneich. Finished. Or let her say, U'lo'im, yeah, pick any four, any one of the four. He basically repeats himself four times. What is going on? What is going on here? It sounds almost like there are eight nations. I'm not going to go down that path, okay? I'm not going to go down that. We already did that. Let's not go down there. We're discussing the same two people. And Shem is telling her that these two nations within you, have four dimensions. When you look at the twins that will be born, on the one hand, they're going to be Shnei Goyim. Rashi says, it's Kriv Chsiv, it says Geyim. They're both going to be equally great. Rashi, Geyim, Zurebi, V'Antoninos. Shle Poskum Yal Shulchan Tznoim V'Chazeres L'Gmasacham L'Gmas HaGashamim. When you look at the twins, let's just look at them. They're going to be both very, very great. Wonderful. What more can a mother want? What more could a mother want? Have two twins. Each one's going to be very, very great. What else? Ushnei le'umim. Now it gets a little bit worse. Mime'ayich yiparedu. They're going to be great in their own right, but they're going to separate one from the other. They're not going to see eye to eye. All right, so the world doesn't come to an end. Okay? You go here, I go there. Not everyone gets along. Not everyone gets along. Separate. But so far, so good. The world has not yet come to an end. Okay, I want to tell you something else. The third thing I want to tell you is, it's not going to be so nice. Ula'oim mila'oim ye'emots. One of these nations will be more mighty, more powerful than the other. Ooh, that's already dirty business. Okay, because when one is more powerful than the other, well, jealousy, there's some uncomfortableness, but it doesn't say who. When we get to level number three, it doesn't say which one is going to be more mighty than the other. So far, it's a big mystery. And then it says, V'rav, ya'avoid tzo'ira. This is really serious stuff. The Rav, we learned in the afternoon, Rav, let's learn now, means that the older one. Ya'avoid tzo'ira. How do you translate those words? So you look in the Mefarshim, you will see there are two translations. There are two possible translations. This is the way we like to translate it. We put the word, the Rav Yavod, together. The Rav Yavod, the older one will serve, will be subordinate to the younger one. But you know, guess what? That's not the way it says in the Trop. The Tamei HaMikra, and many Mefarshim say, that's not the only way to translate these words. It can be the Rav, comma, regarding, add the word in English, regarding the Rav, the older brother, regarding him, put him on a pedestal, ya'avoid tzo'ir, the younger brother will serve. In other words, we like to say that Esav is going to serve Yaakov. That's not what it means. It can be translated as the Rav, comma, with regard to the Rav, ya'avoid tzo'ir. The younger one will serve. And in fact, in the Ta'amei HaMikra, that's what it says. When you lay in the Pasuk, it's a tipcha, it's the Rav, tipcha, the Rav, ya'avoid tzo'ir. According to the way that we like to translate it, it should be, mercha tipcha esnachta, the Rav, ya'avoid tzo'ir. That's not correct. It's v'rahav yavohid tzoir. Pretty scary. So what's the correct interpretation? The answer is, it's not yet been determined. It's not yet been determined. What did Rivka want to know? Vatelich lidroish es Hashem. Rashi, ma tehei besoifa. I want to know the end. I want to know what's going to be. I want you to look into the crystal ball and tell me what's going to be. Look into the stars. Read my palm. Read my forehead. And shame, he looks into the crystal ball. He reads her palm. He looks at her forehead. He looks in the stars. And he says, I'll tell you what the future is. The future has not yet been decided. It can go either way. All I can tell you is, inside of you, there are two great nations. Number two, inside of you, there's going to come a time when they're going to separate, but they're equally great. I can tell you that there's going to come a time when one of them will be more mighty than the other. But get a load of this. Just because one is more mighty than the other, it doesn't necessarily mean that the weaker will serve. The weaker will serve the mighty. Sometimes we know in this world, the more mighty serves the weaker. Okay, look what's going on. Look what's going on in America. In America, you can't open your mouth. In the professional world, you can't open up your mouth. You're afraid. Who are you afraid of? Who are you afraid of? You're afraid of weaklings? Afraid of mice? You have to be politically correct. The people who have all the power, enormous power and wealth and prestige, who control the world, they're mighty. Yeah, you're a slave to a mentality of political correctness to cover up for crimes and horrors. That's what we live in. Just because you're mighty doesn't mean you're the boss. It's not to be determined yet. Now, let's now take a look at what happens when it comes to the brachas. There are a lot of bizarre things in the brachas. Yaakov comes to Esau. Yitzchak says, I'm now going to give the brachas. I have decided. I make the decisions in this home. We're giving the brachas to Esau. Okay? Esau, who comes? In disguise, Yaakov comes. What happens? Gesundheit. Right away, who are you? I'm Esav. Why? How come you came so fast? Oh, you know, Hashem was with me. Hashem was with me. I came here again. It says what happens. He comes close. He feels him, and right away, he says something doesn't make sense. Hakoil kol Yaakov v'hayodayim yidei Esav. But you know what? I don't care. Vayivorecheu. He blesses him right away. Let me find the pasuk over here. Before I lose the place over here. Why did he bless him? Everyone asked this question. Why did he bless him? V'lo hi kiroi ki hayu yodav kidei esav achiv siros. And yet vayivarechei. Why did you do that? He's suspicious. There's evidence. Evidence. You know what the answer is? I'm giving here today four blessings. Four blessings. I'm giving a blessing. Number one, Shnei Goyim. Geyim, greatness. Krivach Siv. They are two great. I'm giving a blessing of greatness. Both of my children are getting the blessing of greatness. It doesn't make a difference if you're Yaakov or Esav. You deserve to be a great person. Even if you're in disguise, even if you're really a kol kol Yaakov, v'hayadayim yidei Esav, I'm confused. Are you Yaakov or you're Esav? You know what? It doesn't matter. Because whether you're Yaakov or Esav, I'm going to split these brachas. I'm going to give a bracha. Whoever gets the bracha today will get a bracha tomorrow. You're both going to get the bracha of Geyim. Okay, so it doesn't make a difference. Okay, we're done with that. Next bracha. Next bracha is Ushnei Goyim Mimeayich Yiporedu. Goyim, nations, not just might, a nation. Vayomer. Then he goes, he says, Vayomer. When it comes to the second bracha, I got it. I have to have more definition. Vayomer ani. Vayomer, I don't have, okay, I didn't work out every single point, but one thing I want to make a point. Vayomer, hagish shali v'ichla mitzay b'ni l'man t'vedecha nafshi, vayagesh lo v'yichal, vayove lo yang v'yesh, vayomer lo v'yitzak lo v'yishon lo shkol kismi, vayigash v'yishak lo v'yorach, and he smells him. V'reyach b'goda v'yivor, and then nochamol, v'yivor cheiru. Another blessing. This is the blessing, u'shnei goyim, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you are Yaakov or you're Esau, because there's no difference. The second blessing, Shem was Megala, four brachas, four elements. Shnei Goyim, doesn't matter. You'll be great. Nationhood, to be a nation, it's okay. Let's go to the next step. He kissed him. He smelled his clothing. Ah, you smell just like Gan Eden. Rashi says Gan Eden. What does it say about Gan Eden? The Nahar Yoitse Me Eden, the Sham Yiparade separates. The Makar of Pirda in this world is Gan Eden. Umishom yiporeid. Here he smells the tam of Gan Eden. We come to bracha number two. Bracha number shnei goyim mimeayich yiporeid. It's the same word. We're connecting over here Gan Eden, the reich of Gan Eden, to umishom yiporeid. Everything is on track. But now we're coming to some very serious business. The next element in this is the third bracha. What is the third bracha? The third bracha is Ule'oim Mila'oim Ye'emotz. Which one of these nations will be more powerful? This will be more powerful. I'm sorry, and he proceeds. That's the third bracha. That's that. Then the Yitim L'cha. Then he goes on to give the bracha. Well, look what the bracha says. Clear as day. The bracha goes on to say, the entire bracha is the theme, have a gevir li'achecha. You will be the one that is more powerful. You will be the one that will be ule'oim mila'oim yemotz. You will be the one that will be blessed with gevir li'achecha. A mighty person over your brother, every single element of the brachas of Yitim Lecha is all an expression of bracha number three of Shem, ule'oim mila'oim yematz. And then he is dismissed. Wait a minute. There's one more bracha. The bracha, v'rav ya'avoid tzo'ir. That has not yet been defined. And that bracha was not given. That bracha Yitzchak Avinu said, I'm not giving yet. So far we have four blessings. Shnei goyim v'nech, u'shnei l'umim machi poredu, u'lo'oim elo'om yimotz, v'rav yavoy tzoyer. Three have been done. The first two are not so critical, because the first two, they're both really equal in this matter. The third is very important. Who got that bracha? Yaakov got that bracha, but the third bracha, the Rav Yavoy Tzoir, has not yet been decided. That can go both ways. What happens? Esav enters into the room, and Esav says, "Father, I'm really Esav. Yaakov stole my blessings." Yaakov says, "Sorry, it's too late." He cries, and he says, "Havarocha achas hilcha avi." Father, you didn't give the last blessing. Give that to me. Give me the last blessing. V'rav ya'avoit tzor, v'rav kamo, v'rav, I will be the Rav, the great one, ya'avoit tzor, and my younger brother will serve me. And he cries. And then Yitzhak Avinu does something shocking. instead of giving him a bracha, he really curses him. On the one hand, he gives him a bracha, how? Like, what is the word v'raf? V'raf can mean two things. V'raf can mean either the older one, or v'raf can mean the targum, the targum. It means the great one. He gave Esav greatness. Mishmaneho aretzia moshevecho mital ashrayma. He gives him the bracha. But then look what he says. He says, V'es ochicho ya'avoid. I'm going to give you a bracha, but it's going to come with a very big price. And the price is, I'm giving you a bracha, but the price is, you're going to be a slave. V'rav ya'avoid so'ir. We are now going to define the translation of the words. We're not going to define it v'rav kama ya'avoid so'ir. We're going to change the Ta'ameh HaMikra. V'rav ya'avoid so'ir. The older one will serve the younger. And that's what he said to him. He said to him, isn't there one more bracha for me? Yeah, there is one more bracha. I'll give you brachas. But the price of you getting all the brachas of the Bishmani Aretz is, what's the bracha? The bracha is, the Al-Kharbacha Sichye, the Es-Ochicha Ta'avoid. It's now been decided. The election is over. You lose. You will be the one. When it says in the Pasuk, V'rav Yavoit Soir, we have now defined, you, the older brother, you will serve the younger brother. Now, what's the next Pasuk? Now, here's a very big chiddush, the next Pasuk. V'yistoim Esav es Yaakov al HaBerach. I'm finishing up. Asabroch al HaBerach. Asher Beruchai Aviv. How do you learn that pasuk? Everyone learns a pasuk that Esav hated Yaakov al habiracha because of the blessing that Yaakov received from his father. It's not the pshat, according to what we're saying. The reason why Esav hated Yaakov was because of the blessing that he received from his father. The blessing of the Mishmanei Ha'aretz came with the price of the translation of the Rav Yavoid Tzoyer means, V'yes Ochicha Ta'avod, you're going to be a slave to Yaakov Avinu. So to summarize, what we're doing over here, to summarize this Mahalach in the Parasha. Rivka, it's a very quick summary, and there are some loose ends, but the basic approach is here. We have a skeleton approach to the parasha. Rivka is disturbed. She goes to Shem for clarification. Rashi says she goes Mo Tehei B'Sofa. What is the end game? Shem says to her, the end game has not yet been decided. You came to the wrong person to ask that question. But I'll tell you what the brachas are. There are four different blessings. There are Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. Al Tikre Goyim Elegeim. Number two, Ushnei Le'umim Mimei Ayich Yiparedu. There's going to be Malchus. Ein Le'oim Ela Malchus. Number three, there's going to be Ule'oim Mile'oim Yematz. One will be more mighty than the next. And number four, there's going to be something called V'rav Ya'avoid So'ir. None of this is decided. It can go either way for each one of them. And when it says V'rav Ya'avoid So'ir, what does it mean, Rav? Is it Rav? Does it mean the older one will serve the younger? Or does it mean that the younger, the Rav, with regard to the Rav, Ya'avoid So'ir, the younger one will serve? None of this has been decided, but these are the four blessings. When the day comes to give the blessings, Yaakov Avinu gives three of the four blessings Yitzchak gives three of the four blessings to Yaakov. He gives them the first blessing, Vayavarecheu. Hakol kol Yaakov Aydan de'esav, Vayavarecheu. Doesn't matter whether you're Yaakov or Esav. You have the call of Yaakov of Esav, Shnei Goyim. You're both going to be great. Doesn't matter. I'll give your brother tomorrow. Doesn't matter. And then the next blessing, Nachmol Vayavarecheu. Because Shnei Le'umim Mimei Ayich Yiparedu. here's where the pasuk alludes to the principle. This needs a little bit more work. You pray to of that he smelled the reich of Gan Eden. There's an element over here of separation. And then he gives him the third blessing of Ule'oim Mil'oim Yemotz. You will dominate. You, Yaakov, you will dominate. But there's another element called Ya'avod. Ya'avod is a much heavier word. And that is not yet going to be decided. That I'm going to leave out for now. And when Esav comes in and finds out that three of the four blessings have been taken away, that have been given, and especially the third blessing, that he will be more powerful, he cries, and he says, Father, at least give me the last blessing. And the father says, no, no. Gam baruch yihyeh, you're not getting that blessing. I'll give you something else. I'll give you mishmane ha'aretz yeh moshevecha. I'll give you a blessing, you'll have har seir. But as far as the fourth blessing, you know what? He actually cursed him. He actually gave him a blessing. That I gave him Mishmani Aretz. But as far as the fourth blessing, who's going to be the Rav Yavoid Soir? V'yesochicha ta'avoid. Now I have clarity. I see everything. I see the whole picture. I see all the whole story. And I see who you really are. And because I see who you really are, I'm going to seal the whole thing right now. All four are going to be decided. And you lose all four. You lose especially this four. So this is our Yisoid. There are four parts, four blessings, and the drama is over the fourth. And when Yaakov Avinu has declared clarity, he gives the fourth, instead of giving him a bracha, he gives him a klala. He gives him a bracha also. And that's what it says in the pasuk, Vayistam Yisav Yaakov al ha-bracha asher berachah Hashem. Because his bracha that he got right now came with the curse that v'yesochicha tavod, you lose number four as well. All right, there are some loose ends in this idea, but I believe there are definitely openings. Definitely, I think there are some clear connections that are worthy. That's the only reason why I spent time telling this to you. There's something over here going on behind the scenes, a little bit deeper, a little bit off the beaten track. Okay, we had today two very controversial varloch. I didn't mean to be so controversial. I see not everyone liked it, but thank you, Rabbi Yosef, for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Be well to you all.
Shabbos.
Enjoy.
Shabbat shalom, Rabbi.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbos, everyone. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos, everybody from Philadelphia.